put it on my laps. How's that?
I was going to put your little tabard on in a minute.
What tabard?
Tabard that protects your clothes.
Why?
Right.
Why they are? Why not?
Because we're going to do some things together.
Oh my. Why we are?
Alright, let's pull you up to the table. Now somewhere...
Yep.
In my box of cutters, I'm not quite sure where that is.
Yes.
I've got a cutter to make gingerbread men.
Right.
And I'm being a bit lazy because we're not actually going to make gingerbread men because I haven't got the ingredients in that we need, or perhaps I have or haven't.
But that doesn't matter.
But we've got Play-Doh, so you can make nice gingerbread.
Can I have Play-Doh, please?
Yes.
But stop them there. Oh,
they're blue.
I know you. Look, they're very small.
Some are big.
And there's another very small gingerbread.
Mummy, just tell me I'm going to sleep. This could be a house, couldn't it?
We're going to sleep while we're doing it right now.
Yeah, Mummy. Better, hello. Hello, I'm a big old girl on my back. Please, Dad,
I'm going to go to the bakery shop recently.
That's funny. There's a few things
I was going to read to you.
What?
One is this little nursery rhyme. Look in your nursery rhyme book. Look at this.
Yeah.
Now I think the rhyme I know maybe has a little bit different word. Can't speak. Words a little bit different from this.
Baby's hanging in an apple tree.
Well, that's Rockabye Baby on the treetop, isn't it? Well, we'll read that one first, but that isn't the one I was going to read. Rockabye Baby on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. Down will come baby, cradle and all.
Let me fall down.
And look on the same page as... Do you know what that man's called? It's a chimney sweep. Heeper peeper, chimney sweeper, had a wife and couldn't keep her. Had another, didn't love her. Up the chimney, he did shove her. Oh, that's not nice, is it? I've never read that one before. Heeper peeper, chimney sweeper, had a wife and couldn't keep her. Had another, didn't love her. Up the chimney, he did shove her. But this is the one I was going to read to you. Now look. This is Guy Fawkes. Now, we went to a bonfire, didn't we, last night?
Yeah.
And we just saw the bonfire, didn't we? We didn't actually see it being lit. It was a light when we got there. So we didn't see the Guy Fawkes on the top. But look, a Guy Fawkes is a bit like a scarecrow. Do you remember the scarecrow song Julian taught you?
Yeah.
It's often its head's made out of straw. And it's dressed in old clothes. And little boys and girls wheeling through the streets saying, penny for the guy.
Why?
Just to raise a bit of money, a little bit of pocket money, you know, like...
I can't.
Oh, no, you can't, you're too little. But do you remember last week we had... who came round?
Don't know.
Trick or treating, what's the name of the little boy?
Don't know.
Lisa's little boy.
Don't know.
Craig. Do you remember trick or treat, and we gave him a sweet?
Yeah.
But sometimes people get money. It's just something children do to get a bit of money.
My boy Lisa's boy giving you those sweeties.
You don't like me giving Lisa's boy sweeties?
No, I want that story.
Well, we'll read that in a minute. Well, that was Halloween, wasn't it? That was trick or treat. Shall we light the pumpkin candle there?
No.
Yes?
No.
No, you don't want it. Well, Halloween last week, we learnt all about that, didn't we, with witches and ghosts and ghouls and trick or treating.
Mummy, this baby's on the left. That one is in the left. Watch this accident.
Oh dear, two gingerbread men cutters are going to have an accident, are they?
Well, that's this accident.
Oh dear. Look, the little boy's holding a hat out ready to collect pennies, and the rhyme is, "Please to remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot."
No, well, mummy.
Today, the 5th of November.
That baby was up there, now she's falling.
I know, you're more interested in rock-a-bye baby.
But there's two apples.
Rock-a-bye baby.
Mummy, there's two apples. Mummy, there's one big one down
there. I know, the apples have fallen off the tree, no doubt, when the baby and the cradle fell down. So today, can you remember the 5th of November?
No.
Remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. It's a little rhyme that we say on this night. Now, we've got the book.
Gingerbread.
The Gingerbread Man. When we've read the book, we'll get the Play-Doh out and we'll do some rolling and cutting.
Mummy, for this book, shall we get a Play-Doh out?
Well, we'll half read the book and then we'll get the Play-Doh and I'll read it while you're doing some rolling. This book is called The Gingerbread Man. But in actual fact, there's another story in the fairy book called The Gingerbread Boy. I would imagine it's the same one. So instead of using proper gingerbread,
Mummy, look at this
things.
Thing, Mummy's walking up you.
Yes, we'll just use
clothing. Mummy, there are a lot of mountains, Mummy. You fell down.
Did you fall off my shoulder? Once upon a time, a little old woman and a little old man lived by themselves in a little old house by the side of a road. One day, the little old woman, I don't like her being called the little old woman, it'd be nicer to say the lady, wouldn't it, decided to make a special treat. "I will make a gingerbread man," she said.
It's a good idea.
It is a good idea. So can you see the pictures? So the little old woman made a gingerbread man and put him in the oven to bake. But before long she heard a tiny voice calling, "Let me out! Let me out!" The little old woman went to the oven to listen. Then she opened the oven door. The gingerbread man jumped right out. He skipped across the kitchen and ran straight outside. Gosh, what a shock. Can you imagine if Mummy opened the oven when we were cooking sausages? Mm-hmm. And one of them ran out. And went through the front door and ran down Shimmington Drive.
Yeah.
Oh, look, she's running after him. The little gingerbread man was on his way down the road before the little old woman and the little old man were out of the house.
Skinny, skinny, what it says. Run, run, fast you can, you can't catch me because I'm a gingerbread man.
No! Not that you've read this before.
Where is that how that says?
I was just about to say, do you know how I knew you'd read it on Thursday? Because when I went to pick you up...
Mummy, watch this bit, accident fall.
This very book was on the floor and I thought, I bet you've read The Gingerbread Man. And Zoe read it to you, did she?
Mummy, just come with you big rock and I can walk over you. Mummy, you need to hold on to two hands.
All right.
No, you go break. Breaking peace.
All right. Yes. So it's saying they couldn't run nearly as fast as he could. "Stop! We want to eat you! Stop, little gingerbread man!" they cried, quite out of breath. But the gingerbread man just sang.
"Let me sing it. From moon fast you can't catch me because I'm a gingerbread man."
Very good. Soon the gingerbread man met a cow. "Stop, little man," mooed the cow. "You look very good to eat." But the gingerbread man just ran faster and he sang.
"Because I'm a pony man."
"No, I'm the gingerbread man." The cow ran and ran, but she could not catch the little gingerbread man. Further down the road, the gingerbread man met a horse. "Stop, little man," said the horse. "You look very good to eat, and I'm hungry." But the gingerbread man just ran faster. The horse galloped and galloped as fast as he could, but he wasn't fast enough to catch the gingerbread man. "I have run away from a little old woman, a little old man, and a cow," cried the gingerbread man, and he sang as he ran.
"Run, run, fast you can't catch me, because I'm a gingerbread pony man."
The little gingerbread man ran on and on, going faster and faster. He was very proud.
Excuse me,
and quite pleased with himself.
It's all a fox, Mummy. He's not going to eat him. He's just going to tell him a question.
So you see the fox, and the fox isn't going to eat him, you don't think? Ah, do you know what the fox is hiding amongst? Do you know what those flowers are called?
No.
Foxgloves. We have those in our garden. At least we did have in the summer. At last he met a sly old fox. Stop. Stop, little man, said the fox, grinning and licking his lips. I want to talk to you. But the gingerbread man didn't stop to listen. He just sang.
Because I'm a gingerbread candle.
And gingerbread candle?
Yeah.
The cunning old fox could run very fast indeed, and he ran after the gingerbread man. He followed him all the way down the path, through the forest. Before too long, they came to a river. The gingerbread man didn't know what to do. Don't be careful with the pages, Thomas. The cunning old fox wasn't far away. I'll help you, he said, smiling to himself. If you jump onto my tail, I will take you across. You will be quite safe and dry. Do you think the gingerbread man should go with the fox?
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh no, he's going to get wet. Mummy. When he's going to jump on his nose, then he gets wet, Mummy. No, he does.
No.
He eats him.
Oh no, I've not read the story. I don't know. So the little gingerbread man jumped onto the fox's tail, and the fox began to swim across the river. Very soon the fox said...
But it's very deep, isn't it?
It's a little kingfisher in the weeping willow tree looking down. Very soon the fox said, you are too heavy for my tail. Jump onto my back.
Mummy.
Curdie's listening to the story now. Look, she's coming sitting.
Excuse me.
No, we haven't. We've turned our tail pages.
Mum. Mummy.
You turned too many pages, darling.
Mummy, I need to show you this one. Mummy.
No.
He's going to
eat
him in
a
minute.
Oh, no, he's not.
Yes,
he is. No.
Mummy,
he wouldn't eat him.
Mummy, I'm not on that page.
Be careful, because listen.
I told you something.
Excuse me, you've just really knocked Birdie out with the book.
And now they are afraid.
Look, so what's happened? The gingerbread... Oh, very soon the fox said, little gingerbread man, you are too heavy for my back. Why don't you jump onto my nose? And the little gingerbread man jumped onto the fox's nose. Finally, they reached the other side of the river. The fox flew back his head and tossed the gingerbread man high in the air. Then down fell the gingerbread man and snap went the old fox. And that was the end of the little gingerbread man.
Look, I'm going to get the plate out.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, Thomas, you sound like the tweenies.
Mum, I don't want a story.
Did you enjoy the story?
Yeah.
So Zoe read it to you?
Yeah.
And did you?
May.
Yes.
I want to get that Play-Doh out.
Well, I think the story in the other book, The Gingerbread Boy, is exactly the same, don't you? Oh, Purdy. Poor Purdy. Do you know what's happened this year?
No.
Purdy's going a bit deaf because she's so old and I don't think she can hear the fireworks. She never used to be bothered with fireworks, and then when we moved into this house, she started hiding under the stairs around bonfire night because she was very frightened.
Get me out.
You want to go outside?
Oh, Purdy does.
Oh, right.
I'm scared, Mum.
You scared?
Yes, because of the dark outside. Because I think there's bears outside. What's that Play-Doh called?
Play-Doh.
Oh, it's called Play-Doh.
Why is it called Play-Doh?
Yeah.
Well, because it's the sort of dough that you can play with.
Let me have a feel.
Well, we'll come in a second. I bought this actually.
Is it like a lolly, is it? Like a lolly?
Just smell that. Oh look, there's a pattern in it already. It looks like somebody's cut a gingerbread man.
Mummy, let me have a turn with this, can I?
Mm. When we went to Didsbury Park in the summer when it was Didsbury Festival,
yeah,
Mrs. Platford had a stall, didn't she, raising money for Olive Shapley Nursery. And one of the things, well, yeah, we need to roll it first, don't we? Where's your rolling pin?
But
Mrs. Platford had a stall and she was selling things to raise money for the nursery, and one of the things was this really big block of Play-Doh, so I thought that would be nice to buy. Because we've got some Play-Doh already, haven't we? But,
that's what I'm rolling.
This is beautiful and soft.
This smells like an ice cream, isn't it?
It smells gorgeous. Proper Play-Doh smells beautiful.
Mummy, like lollies. Now I rolled it up, so now I'm going to make my gingerbread.
But the gingerbread men that we've bought in the shop have Smarties for eyes. They have Smarty eyes and a Smarty nose. But thinking
and
about it...
And Smarty
buttons. Well, I was just about to say, they don't. They only... Let's have a look at one. They only have Smarty eyes and a Smarty nose. But when Mummy's made them in the past, I've used currants. You know, like the sultanas, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
I've used currants. And I've given them three buttons as well.
Look, Mum. They're very nice to bake.
Okay. Oh, excuse me, it's a good job. It's not proper gingerbread, I've just spilled. Oh, excuse me.
Mummy, look what I've done. Doesn't matter.
Look, those cutters are quite different from the ones we have, aren't they?
Mummy, I need to get this Play-Doh off. And I need some over there. Mum.
What do you mean?
There are lots of Play-Doh. Because I've not got room for gingerbread. But I want all of that.
All right, I think you need to roll it up nice into a big ball and then roll it out.
Like a ball. Mummy, please can you get my big gingerbread man, can you?
Gingerbread man cutter?
Yeah.
What sort of things do you do at the nursery? What sort of shapes do you make?
Ball, 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 ball. Dum, dum, there. Dun 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 da 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 dun.
Are you going to roll it out now, mate?
Mate, what it say? You know what Anthony says when he's digging? Da 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 dun. I can't, Mum.
Okay. Let me
roll
a little bit.
I mean, I can do it.
Just keep us on the board, won't you? Because we don't want the cloth getting stained. Are you alright, Puss? So last night we went to Platt Fields, didn't we, near where Daddy works?
What's Platt Fields?
Platt Fields, it's the big park we went to watch the fireworks.
What's three?
No, you're just being silly, Thomas. I don't like it when you're silly. No.
Spider-Man, look, that's turning.
I think you need, yes, the chopping board, well, the board, the glass board. That we're around. Well, you need to roll it a bit more to cut that, because look, the dough isn't quite as big as the cutter, is it? You need the dough bigger than the cutter.
Mummy, that's plenty. Look, there's any food for us.
Yes. Yes, the glass board that you're rolling out on has a picture of Purdy on it, doesn't it?
Mm. Do you know what she said now? On that picture, she said, oh, lots of sweeties and gingerbread men.
I don't think Purdy likes sweeties or gingerbread men, does she?
She does.
It's quite funny because...
Now can I cut them?
Yes, but I still don't think it's quite big enough. You need to use a little bit more.
Yes, it is.
Why don't you use the little gingerbread man cutters and then you get a lot of them?
All right, Mum.
When you're a baby...
Even like
these gingerbread men. Yes, you'd be about 7 months old and we had fireworks. We didn't have fireworks, but some people at the back had fireworks. And I held you up to the patio door and showed you out and you thought it was lovely. The only thing was, when we went outside to look at them, there was a really big bang and you started to cry. You didn't like that. And then the year after, you were a little bit older and we stood at the window and watched them and, oh, you thought the fireworks were beautiful.
I want to do one. Get it melt.
Well, we need to roll it a bit more, Tom, don't we?
Mummy, I will do it to the back.
Let me roll this little
bit. Let me do it to the back.
This one can both do, and there's plenty of Play-Doh. And you're a little bit happy.
Let's have another cup.
Yes, you thought they were gorgeous fireworks. And last year, I remember we walked out, I think Bonfire Night might have been on a Friday, I'm not sure, but it was, we walked out together, all wrapped up in our hats and scarves and gloves, and we walked round Shevington Drive near Lynn's house, and we were watching fireworks, and we thought it was lovely. And this year we'd no plans to do anything, and Lynn said that Ben and Charlotte were going to a bonfire at Harwood Road, and would we like to go? And we said, oh yes please. And then Daddy came home from work and said, I've arranged for us to go to Black Fields with some people from work. So we had two invitations, didn't we?
And Mummy, there's lots of babies, isn't there? May?
Yes?
Want to have the home one of my babies?
Oh, you're making babies with your Play-Doh, are you?
No, Mummy.
Gingerbread babies.
Mummy, yes. I can't fold them out.
There you are, look at these. Now, if this was real gingerbread, Thomas, we'd be popping it on a baking tray and we'd put two currants for eyes, one for nose and three buttons. Dum, dum, dum. We'd pop it in a baking sheet and put it in the oven and shut the door, and then what would happen?
Jumped out.
Oh, and we'd be running down Shevington Drive saying, come back, quick, we want to eat you. And what would the gingerbread man be saying?
Run, run, fast you can, you can't catch Mummy. This could be my gingerbread man. Stop, stop, you say.
Stop, stop. And what's he shouting?
Run, run, fast you can, you can't catch me, because I'm a gingerbread lady.
don't bang it on the ball. Like the ball.
Mummy, that one I'm going to make in the baby, is it mine? Baby.
Yes, it is. And you were so excited on Saturday tea time, you couldn't eat your tea. You wouldn't eat tea last night.
I was sick.
You weren't sick. You just kept saying, you every single mealtime these days, you say you're feeling a little bit sick. You were so excited. And we went in Daddy's car and we saw lots of fireworks on the way. And we parked at Daddy's work, didn't we? And we went to the bonfire.
Mummy.
And the fireworks were just starting, weren't they? Weren't they beautiful?
Mummy.
We were standing under that tree watching, weren't we? It almost feels sugary, this. Can you feel sugar? It's a bit sugar feel to it. And after the fireworks, we went to see the bonfire, didn't we? It looked like the Millennium Dome. It was a great big dome shape.
Mummy, watch this one. Only
I
look
better
at the top.
So that was last night, and then today, just after tea, we went for a little walk, didn't we? At Bluestone Drive. Gosh, it did rain tonight, didn't it?
Look.
Yes. And we saw loads of fireworks at Bluestone Drive near where Lynn and Ben and Charlotte live. And Matthew's house, they were having a bonfire, weren't they? And we saw, we could went right to the top of the hill and we could look down on Owens Park, couldn't we? All the way in Fonafield from the hill where we live. And we could see them.
Mummy, be quiet because these babies are asleep.
Are they?
That one has got his head off.
Oh. Gingerbread babies are asleep.
But that one is asleep. But that one is. And that one has got his head off.
I don't think its head should be cut off, do you?
Mummy, you help me pull this out, will you?
You want to do it on this one?
Yeah. Okay, that one's got his head off as well.
Poor babies.
But that one is alright, isn't it? No, it's all squeezed out.
Yeah.
No, I got no babies, have I?
Who's the baby?
No.
I was glad to get home tonight, though, actually, darling, because it was pretty wet and miserable. I feel sorry for anybody who stayed the bonfire party till today. Because really, it is today, the 5th of November, and it should be bonfire night. Because a lot of people had parties yesterday, and it would be on Saturday. Didn't they?
Yeah.
Don't drop that on the floor, Thomas.
Yeah, no.
Don't you dare.
I will.
Please keep it on the table, because it makes a mess. If it gets trodden into the carpet or onto your clothes, put it on the table, please.
Mummy, look.
Where's the other Play-Doh? Bring your hand up.
I don't got any more blender.
Oh, what have you done with it? What have you done with the bit that you just put under the table?
Oh, I just warm.
Okay, shall we make a pussycat with this?
Yes, please. I'm going to make a bottom of it.
Okay.
Mummy, it's going to be a little baby pussycat.
Isn't it? Here you are, Purdy, we're making you some friends.
Mummy, when you're making pussycats, you need to do a big bangs.
Like a chicken, doesn't it? Big bangs like fireworks, yes. Which are your favourite fireworks?
Blue
ones. You were a bit frightened by some of the bangs, weren't you?
I was red and one gone in my wedding.
Were you? Is this something they've taught you at nursery
school? Mummy, you can have that bit, Mummy. I can have that bit, Mum.
Excuse me, I rolled it out to be a pussycat's body and a pussycat's head and a pussycat's tail and you just pinched them.
But no, I'm going to have that big one.
It's all right, I'll make another one.
Mummy, I'm going to have this little squeezer. It could be a sign, couldn't it?
Yes.
So what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
Mummy, it will be a sign.
Oh gosh, I thought that was a pussycat's tail. Thomas, is this something they taught you at nursery about a firework going into your Wellington boots?
Yeah.
Because Daddy said they were
frightened. Mummy, just want to have those because I'm going to be too. Mummy, that could be a daddy one. But this could, I could be a daddy one. It could be a little one. Here you go.
That could be a daddy one. That could be a little one. What are we talking about now? Are we talking about big boulders or pussycats?
Boulders.
Oh, like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Mummy, boulders like this.
Yes.
Oh no, my finger's gone
wrong. Well, it doesn't matter about it going ready. Just keep rubbing the Play-Doh and it's... No, rub some more Play-Doh like this and it'll soon come off. It's just the carpet and the clothes I don't want it pressing into. If it doesn't mean your hands will wash.
My hands are hurting.
Have you got a sore finger? Oh, Poppet.
I can't roll anymore.
Oh, darling.
Mom, I can't roll anymore. I can't do boulders anymore.
You can't play boulders anymore?
No.
Oh dear. Have you just cut your hand? You've not just done this, have you?
Not cut it. I was in a short tree on Mrs. Ashworth. And somebody locked me in jail. That's why I got so pink.
You're Mrs. Ashworth's?
And I got so pink.
Somebody locked you in jail? In nursery?
Yeah.
Is that on Friday?
Yeah.
Thomas, do people hurt you a lot in nursery?
Mummy, I can't go to sleep. Mum.
What do you mean you can't go to sleep?
I just can't.
Because your hand hurts? Yeah. Or because you're worrying about things?
Worrying about things.
What are you worrying about?
I don't know why my hand is so careful. Ow!
Okay, should we put the Play-Doh away?
No, just leave my big boulder.
All right, we'll leave the big boulder. Perhaps just don't roll it for a second. Or roll it with the other hand.
Right, I'll roll it through
that. Did somebody push you in the tree?
Yeah.
Thomas, you must tell Mummy when these things happen, or you must tell the teacher. Don't let people hurt you, darling. When you're playing with other children, things are bound to happen to everybody. You fall over, you trip up. A lot of things are accidents. But if something happens to you and it's not an accident and it hurts, you must tell the teacher, so you must at least say to the child, please don't do that, that's not nice, I don't like
it.
Well, they might do that to you, Thomas, but you must tell them, or you must tell the teacher. It's different. If you're playing with somebody and it's an accident, then that is not fair if a child gets into trouble because accidents happen. But if somebody's doing something that upsets you or frightens you or hurts you, you must say something, okay?
Don't let it hurt.
Who was it that pushed you in the tree?
I don't know. James, give me money. A letterbox, not a one in the shop, not a real one. I mean, Ashmus. Mummy, a post a penny for you. Equal one, big one. Mummy, a penny falls out of the bottom door.
You're posting a penny through something.
The letterbox. No.
The letterbox?
No, the telephone box. And Mummy, it falls out of the bottom.
Does it? Is that how you hurt your finger?
No, it was outside in spooky bush.
In the spooky bush?
Yeah.
Is there a spooky bush? When we go tomorrow?
Yeah.
Can you show me which is the spooky bush, please?
Oh, yeah.
You seem very much happier at nursery recently.
I think so.
You do like it, really, don't you?
Mummy, the two corners there. That one, and we rolled it into a big one.
Do you know what this is? Oh! Well, it was a pink pig, but its head's fallen off. Do you think that's right?
Mummy, well, I'm rolling this in a big one.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter, I've not rolled it in a big one.
Yeah.
Like mine.
No, we just roll them. Just, it's nice. Rolling Play-Doh, isn't it relaxing?
Ew.
We saw lots of pretty fireworks, didn't we? Do you know, when Mummy was a little girl,
yeah,
we used to walk to the next village. In the middle of the village green, it was a little bit like Postman Pat, this. In the middle of the village green, there would be a great big bonfire, because a good few weeks...
Mummy, those two stones come and say danger. Was that red, Mummy? Yes. This could be a big boulder, can't it?
Yes.
And Mummy, when he rolls past them, then we go squashy bits.
Oh, right.
Then Mummy needs to roll them back again.
I just made a donut. It's not the sort of donut you can eat, but that's good, isn't it? Pink pig and a donut.
Well, it's Mummy got a rolling donut.
A rolling donut?
Mummy, I'm going to bake something. Right. Make the donut. Let me out of here, Mummy. No, he did, Mummy.
Yeah.
It rolled out of the kitchen door.
Yes.
And outside.
Run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me on the donut, Mum.
Yeah.
You can't catch me on a big fat jam donut.
Well, you're going to be Sly Fox, can't you?
I could be a Sly Fox. Just let me eat Buster. Times you played it quite near, right? That's it.
Mummy.
Yes. Oh, I could be the big pink pig after the donut. Oops, my head's falling off.
You're going to say
oh, you. Oh, oh.
Oink,
oink. Oink,
Mummy.
Oink, oink, stop.
Excuse me, Mum. Say, Auntie's very good to eat your donut.
Stop, donut. Stop. I'm going to eat you all up, donut.
Oh, and he has done.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, look at the big piggy now.
Look, he's got the big number one. Like, don't eat me because I'm going to hit you on my face.
That's not nice.
Look, oh look, my head is falling off.
I know, well, there's a problem with all this Play-Doh. All the heads are falling off. Oh dear, the piggy's falling to bits now.
This can be a sign, couldn't it?
Yes.
For me, there can be one there. For me. Me, couldn't it? And there could be one there, couldn't it? Yes. We could fall over, couldn't we?
Yes.
Let's roll over.
This looks like a big fat sausage.
You can bake something, I can bake something. Say, stop, sausage. Are you got like to eat? Mummy, hear this. Mum, fast you can. Can't catch me because I'm a sausage man.
You can't catch me because I'm a sausage roll. Oh.
Stop.
We're going to make a firework.
I am too.
A rocket. You made a beautiful rocket at nursery.
Wee! Wee! Bang! Wee! Mummy, watch this. I can have yours.
Yes.
Wee! Bang! Oh, bang! Oh. Bang! Bang! Bang!
Oh!
Bang! Bang!
Shh! All right. Now I'm supposed to stand there going.
Ooh!
Some of them though didn't bang, Thomas. Did they? Some of them sort of crackled. They went crackle. Sort of snappy noises. Snappy noises. Yes. They weren't all them. Oh, Purdy's looking frightened now. Purdy's looking more frightened of us than she is of fireworks.
Mummy, look.
Can I tell you this story about when I was a little girl?
Mummy, you can be next mine. Say, stop, sausage man. Watch this, hear this one. Rum, rum, fast car, I'm a storage man, policeman.
Stop, stop, sausage man.
Rum, rum, as fast as you can't catch me, I'm a sausage man.
Ah. Oh no, your head is falling off.
Again, again.
Whoa. Your head.
Right, can I tell you this little story of when we were a little girl? We used to walk to the next village, and quite a few weeks before bonfire night, some boys would come round to the house, and they would collect all sorts of things. If anybody had any rubbish, any wood or anything like that that they wanted to burn, and the boys would take it away, and then over the weeks they would build a huge bonfire on the village green. And then when it came to bonfire night, we'd all gather around the bonfire. And first of all, you have to check the bonfire to check that no hedgehogs have got inside. Nothing's got inside that doesn't need to be there. And then you light it, and everybody stands around getting warm. And there were lanterns, even like we saw at Halloween, the lantern. Hello, Betty. Would you like to listen to this story? Lanterns.
Mummy, you want to go on this table?
No, she's not jumping on the table. Yes, and we used to drink hot soup and baked potatoes done in the bonfire. No, they're beautiful. And sausages and beef burgers. And we used to eat parkin. And we used to have treacle toffee and gingerbread men and toffee apples. And when I think back now, I don't know how
late all this things. Can I tell you where I was to go?
When you were
baby,
little.
Mummy, I can tell you. A little boy. And I was at a station shop. Just a station shop. Mummy. And I thought, my mummy's birthday, what could I buy? Was the same saying sweeties, and I could buy some Lego container like that. And I thought, I could buy some Lego.
When you were a little boy, you went to the station shop and you thought, it's my mummy's birthday, I wonder what I can buy. Oh, some sweeties in a container, I'll buy those. Is that what you thought?
Yeah.
Come here, you little treasure, for being so cute. No. You put Play-Doh on my nose and I will not be happy. No, not in hair or hair. No, Thomas, no.
No,
you're not. No, if you're doing that, you'll be in big trouble. Let me give you a kiss for being so nice. Oh, please.
No.
Oh, well, I'm going to make some kisses out of Play-Doh.
I'm going to make some storage out of Play-Doh.
I'm going to make a kissing for Purdy out of Play-Doh.
So, is everything, Mummy? Can you make some fire engines you like? Mummy?
I wouldn't know how to make a fire engine.
I'll show you, Mum. There's going to be ladders. You just squeeze on there. And you'll squeeze these on a fire engine.
Oh, gosh, that's good. That's very good.
And you squish this on.
Are those the ninos?
Yes, they are.
Where's the hose?
And that, these big splashes here. Excuse me, Mum. I'm just... I told you it's a bit sprinkly.
Pardon?
I mean, when I do this.
Yeah.
Your foot, your thing was a bit sprinkly.
Your foot's a bit sprinkly? What do you mean?
Mummy, then we put this big splodge on. This big splodge on. And just give me a kiss around it.
Yes, and then you don't take Birdie's kit and put that on top of the fire engine because you won't be happy.
I'm just going to borrow it for a minute. Because Mummy wants his ticket back, so... Beep, beep. Mummy, this could be a man crossing a road. Stop, man. No, Mummy. The driving man stopped. Mummy, you know what? Mummy. It stopped. Nay. A baby.
Hey, do you like my pussycat with whiskers?
Oh, yeah.
Has Anthony got a baby brother or sister?
Mummy.
Yes?
I'm just going to buy all this. From my station, because there's no dogs at the station.
Excuse me, that's a pussycat. That's Birdie's kitten. Does it look like a dog?
No, it doesn't. It's like a cat, but I'm just going to borrow it. Mummy wants a cat back. Lift it on a... Mummy.
So I was just looking at the fireworks through, weren't they? Oh, the cat's got on top of the fire engine. Oh, no.
There you go. Mummy, doesn't matter, because... Nothing's gone wrong with it.
Good.
Look.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Brum, brum.
Shh,
Mummy, you can cross the road with your cat, can't you?
Oh, I think I should be holding a pussycat across the road. Don't you? Oh dear, pussycat's head's fallen.
Mummy, he's been 4-5 again, Mum. Because I got tools.
Mummy, look, let's make a tree and put the pussycat in a tree and the fire engine could rescue. Yeah, there we are, let's make a big tree. This could be a big Play-Doh tree.
But Mummy, we're going to be a cat.
The little piece will make out of Mummy to be a cat. Because if it's a very tall tree, the cat's going to look so small. Did you notice we saw the bird's nest in the tree again?
Yeah. There's the corn.
There's a tree. Big tree trunk.
Big tree. Oh.
Oh no. Hello? Is that the fire brigade?
Yes.
Fire and Sam?
Yeah.
My pussycat stuck up a tree. Could you please come and rescue him?
What? Street was he on?
Ingram Drive, I think it was. It was near the monkey path, wasn't it? It wasn't Sherrington Drive.
Right.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'll meet you.
I will drive through a bumpy bit.
Yes. Thomas will be with me and Thomas will be wearing a bright yellow coat and I will be holding a bright red umbrella so you won't miss us.
Right,
it's the tree with the cat up it.
Excuse me.
Yes,
Thomas. I will go near your boat like that.
Yeah, don't squirt water on the pussycat though, Fireman Sam. Please will you just use your ladders and rescue him.
I will.
Thank you, Fireman Sam.
Bye.
Bye-bye, see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you're a good Fireman Sam, I might make you a cup of tea and give you a piece of parkin or a toffee apple or a treacle toffee or a gingerbread man.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Present on to click.
Did you say present and correct? Clever boy.
Look, it's me a pussycat.
Oh yes, is he going to rescue him with the ladders?
Mummy.
Oh gosh, he's pulled the tree as well. He's got the tree as well as the cat.
So, where is the cat?
Oh, there's the cat. It's all right. Well done. Oh, you're a clever fireman, Sam.
Mum?
Good.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was just checking what time it was because I...
Mummy?
As usual, forgot what
time it was. Oh, no, this could be a tree, couldn't it? Oh no, it's stuck on a tree.
Oh gosh, I think I better just feed Purdy Thomas because she's looking a bit unhappy. Alright, puss.
Present on to correct.
Present on correct.
Let's go, Nino. Oh no, my husband. Nino. Yeah. Oh no, Mummy.
What's happened?
The cat is all gone rude.
Oh dear.
It doesn't matter. Wait. I can have a ball and pour a bit. I make another one. Okay.
Purdy, you've got food here. I think Purdy just wants a bit of attention because she's crying for food and she's got some of her plate.
Look, I'm making big sign saying danger, no cats allowed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And there it is. Now I'm going to...
You think the pussycats will be able to read the sign there, Thomas?
Yes.
You think they can?
Yes, they can.
You think Purdy can read?
Yeah. She can. But Purdy, you can let the girl, Mummy. You can hold on to try because Mummy, she might run over it. This was a start of the beginning of the push roller. Was rolling on along the street. I could roll over it. Then he did.
Thomas.
Mum, just get some Play-Doh. Oh dear, I've dropped
them.
Mum, you've dropped dropped a big ball on the Play-Doh with lots of Play-Doh on. Dropped it.
I don't think I have that because I'm in the kitchen.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Just sit tight and take it.
Look.
Oh dear.
My spoon is not, it's in my accident.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
Yeah.
A big accident. Be careful now. No, don't bang, Tom. It's just roll. Don't bang it, please. No.
For me, I don't bang it. Like this. I'm just going to bang it.
Because it's flying in the air. It's getting on the wallpaper.
For me, I need to because the head won't fit on that one.
I was just going to look at the gingerbread boy book and see if it was any different. No, he still says, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. That's very strange because he's saying that and yet the story's called The Gingerbread Boy. And they're saying the gingerbread boy ran down the road as fast as he could and soon he passed a pigsty. So everybody calls him a gingerbread boy, but he shouts, you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. It's exactly the same story. He saw a pig, and then he saw a cow, and then he saw the fox. Oh, what about the horse? There was a horse in the other book, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Can't see a horse in this book. Of course Purdy's finished because she's frightened by the noise you made. There's a picture of the horse in this book.
Let me see.
Listen at this then. This little bit of the story isn't in the other book.
Da, 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 da. Let me see the picture.
Once there was an old woman who had no children, but had always longed for one. One day as she was baking gingerbread biscuits, she said to her husband, I have a wonderful idea. I'm going to make myself a little boy out of gingerbread. And so she did. She kneaded the dough and rolled it out. Then she cut out a biscuit in the shape of a boy. She used raisins to give him eyes, a nose, a mouth, and buttons on his coat.
Mummy, don't get to tummy.
Well, I think that's the same. That's what she's meaning. Buttons on his coat. I think it's the same as the buttons on his tummy. Then she popped him into the oven to bake. Soon she could smell that the gingerbread was ready and she opened the oven. No sooner had she done so than the gingerbread boy leapt out of the oven and ran out of the kitchen door shouting, run, run, has...
Mummy, can I do it?
You can't
catch me,
gingerbread
boy. Let's go on my police helmet. Please.
Are you going to look for the gingerbread boy?
Yeah. And Mummy, this could be my...
A truncheon, not a hitter.
Let me see.
Well, you can imagine the old woman did not want to lose her precious gingerbread boy, so she called her husband and they both chased after the gingerbread boy, but they were too old and couldn't catch him. And then I think the rest of the story is exactly the same.
Mummy, where was all the Play-Doh?
Where is all the Play-Doh, Thomas? Have you dropped that very big bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you finished playing with Play-Doh? Or do you want to play a bit longer?
A bit longer.
Okay, we can make some more things, can't we?
Mummy, just turn that to my cup of tea.
Okay.
Policeman, you say?
Policeman, what are you making?
A statue. I won't take it home. It's yours.
You're making a statue? What are you making a statue from?
Like a fire engine.
All right.
So that's called my rolling pin. So what the hell is this? I can use that, but it'll be a long time, will you?
I might make a necklace.
Okay, I'm going to make mine first.
Okay.
I didn't want your big
one. No, I can't reach it, darling. I can't get to it.
But there's a lot of money. I'm just going to get it.
Okay. You look very cute in your policeman's helmet and your tabard.
Got it.
Well done. Wow, that's a big bit of Play-Doh, isn't it?
Okay.
Let's keep it on the board, darling.
Okay. Mummy, this is my plate.
Do you want to chair from the back in? Don't hit it, Thomas, please. No.
I need to. Mummy, that could be that's your head, can't it?
No banging, Thomas, please.
I'm just ickle banging.
Yes, but not big bangs, because when you do that.
I'm just going to have this little bit.
I'm going to make little beads look. You see these little beads? Oh, excuse me! Well, you're a fine policeman pinching the Play-Doh from under my nose. Excuse me, I'm going to report you. No, I'm not playing if you're going to pinch. There's plenty of Play-Doh.
Well, you can't put it down.
What about sharing? You're always telling me how good you are at sharing.
Mummy, you can roll some of my
family
and
I'm going to pinch it. No, I'm not rolling it out for you to pinch, cheeky mum.
I'm a finger all. Aha!
Cheeky, that's no trouble. You're a cheeky, aren't you?
Nonsense.
Mummy,
you can roll it out and I can pinch it. Mummy, come on, Mum.
Oh, bang. The big bangs. Well, look, I'm trying to make a necklace and you're spoiling it by pinching.
You can remember that I can pinch it. You can put it out on the ground for the day.
No, Thomas. No.
I'm making that. I want some of those because I want some.
These little pearls I'm making are like little peas, aren't they? Threading them on a string.
You can roll them out, can't you?
To make a very nice necklace, look at that. You can go somewhere really swish in this necklace, can't I? It's very smart.
You can roll it out like that.
Yes.
Mummy, roll it out, Mum. That, like that, Mum. Like a pinch it.
Look, it looks a little bit like...
I'm having it all and I won't let you really have any more. I'm going to have those.
What's happened to sharing? What's happened to sharing and being nice? The playmates, no. Oh, no, if you don't want Thomas, no, you want to share.
I have all these Play-Doh. I won't save some for you.
Just be careful. I don't want it going on the floor.
Oi! Mummy's being naughty. Nino. Psh, we're going to arrest you.
Thomas, you've got it all on the policeman's helmet.
Tall.
I've never seen a policeman with a blob of pink Play-Doh on his head.
There, I had it all up.
Oh, it's like a big igloo. Now, do you like this little necklace or bracelet?
Me.
Look at this.
Well, you can make something. What are you making?
I think this is a ring. Well, it could be a scrunchie for your hair. Well, not your hair, but somebody's hair.
Me, because I'm a policeman. Please.
There we are. Mummy. I spy with my little eye.
Mummy.
Something beginning with Thomas.
Yeah.
Oh no, don't put it in there. No.
I want to have some eye.
What's in your helmet, Thomas? No. She puts it on your head and it'll get in your hair. Do your hair touch.
I have that. Yeah,
that
Mum,
please,
here.
I don't
care.
Listen, I said, not on the floor.
Yeah.
And not to be silly with Play-Doh, because Thomas, it makes a mess, it stains, doesn't it? You can have fun with it, but you're not to start throwing it or doing silly things like that.
Really?
Yes, is there any more down there?
No.
Have you found a letter from your
I
alphabet
I
want to set?
Tell you.
Well, I'm sure it is, because I saw it earlier.
Mummy, you can't see it.
Oh no, look, this lady's fallen into the Play-Doh.
Mummy. Mummy, say what is it? One policeman.
What are you sitting on, policeman?
Mummy, can I have that? Because I wanted it.
Well, what do you say?
It could be a ward, Mummy.
Please, may I have it?
Please, can I have that, please?
Please, may I have that?
Please. You can have it. Mummy, this could be a little girl. She doesn't like big paws. Mummy, are we getting up then? Oh no, my gills did fall in the water.
Oh dear, dear.
Then I had to hear him bang, John. Bop, bop, bang.
That's who?
Mummy, danger.
Danger?
Yeah. Mummy, a boy was rolling on here. And Mummy, Mummy. I was near a pool.
Just
Mummy.
Keep it on the board.
Mummy, I was there. Then Mummy, he splashed into a pool.
Oh, dear.
Mummy.
That's quite dangerous. Are there any... Is it a swimming pool or a pool, a big puddle, or is it where there are ducks? What sort of pool?
No, one with sharks in.
Sharks in a pool? Goodness me. I should watch my toes when I go out. Talking of pools, what's happened to Nana and Grandad Bealby?
Mummy, excuse me, Mum. Please can I have that, please?
Yes. Listen.
A big fat sausage.
What's happened to Mum and Grandad Bealby?
Mummy.
Where do they live?
No, I want it on the squashy, not like that. No, I'm going to mix it all up.
I think you're getting very tired, actually.
No, I'm not. I want this on my side and not a rolling one.
Well, I was just getting it ready, and I think we're going to have to finish in a minute.
No.
As a telephone, just hold on. It's getting ready.
Shall we make a snowball, shall we?
A snowball? Yes, you can make a big snowball. Well, that would be good. If you make a really big snowball, then I can wrap it back up in the cellophane. Yes. And we can get our hands washed.
No, I don't want to make a large one like Daddy.
A large one like Daddy? You mean one like Daddy's made before, or something large like Daddy's large?
Like Daddy.
Daddy's a big man, isn't he? Mm. You'll be a big man when you're a big man. But at the moment, you're a little boy, and you're quite a big little boy, aren't you, if you see what I mean? So everybody says, oh, aren't you tall, don't they?
Mummy, look at this big rolling sheep. Mm. His wing came up, threw him in a duck pond.
The duck pond?
Mummy, send me in a big book with Delta Tank Engine. Mummy.
Sorry, darling.
Delta Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Engine, yes.
Henry, like Gordon. Gordon, Henry. But, walks on long lines. Yeah. Mummy.
Henry and Gordon were walking on the railway lines?
Yes, and Mummy.
Do you mean walking, or do you mean...
Driving.
Diddly-dong.
Yeah, Mummy, and a ring. Yeah, Mummy. Yeah. Henry fell into the deep blue sea.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear.
And he died.
And he died?
He did.
Oh dear.
And now I see him with Gordon was his friend.
Oh dear.
Mummy, can I have that plastic bag?
Well, it's not a plastic duck bag, it's a piece of cling film. We're going to get all this. Let's roll this up into a big ball now.
No, I wanted it.
No, but it's time to go to bed, love.
No, but I wanted that. Really.
Well, you roll that into a ball and then you can put it in that. We don't play with plastic.
Oh, Mummy, I'll do it on my own.
Roll it into a nice ball.
Oh, Mummy, all right, I'll roll it in a big ball.
Why do you want me to help you?
You know.
Will you, Thomas, you've got Play-Doh all over your hands. Will you rub the Play-Doh, please, onto this?
Oh.
Roll your hands around. Roll it. Roll it like this, and then you get the Play-Doh off.
Oh, my God.
Well, you can't do anything now because you're tired. That's your trouble.
It's going.
It's ever so late, isn't it? Well, it's not that late, but it is for a little boy who's got to get up in the morning. Oh, you were sitting on the latrine, were you? Would you like to just pick up the gingerbread man and cut it from the floor, please, Thomas?
Oh, Mummy, I can't.
Thomas, of course you can.
Oh, I can't.
Can you not do anything anymore?
No, I can't.
Right. I think it's time to get your hands washed.
No, this is a fork lifter.
No, you're not playing with
it. It's a fork lifter.
A fork lifter? No, it's a glass chopping board.
No, it isn't. I'm a lifter. So get it up. I'm a lifter.
Are you?
I won't drop it.
Good.
I'm careful.
Oh, yeah, we've wrapped that back in cling film. That's nice, isn't it? It's beautiful, soft Play-Doh. That's it. Really is.
Walk. Mummy, look. Mummy, I'm going to put this away. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh no, I got on something. Oh no, that was a letter T.
I think it's a letter E, isn't it? E for elephant.
Me? And Bodie's got one eye now. Hasn't she looked?
Oh yes. So she has, that's funny, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh no, we can move on it.
You would like the letter
back? Yeah. Just a minute. Still gets it.
There we are, Nev. Okay, how's that?
Play-Doh.
Well, no, Play-Doh's gone now.
Talk. I'm going to get sick.
Okay. Could you pick the gingerbread one up, please?
Sure.
Thomas, come along, please.
I can't do anything.
Well, I remember that line when you went to bed. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can say.
You can do it, because I...